Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got Shooter manifestos, we got Biden subpoenas, we've got people thinking about what I think is a big issue, and that's GOP politics without Donald Trump. We've got the debate that happened the other day, and which I didn't cover. I don't see a lot that came out of it, but we'll discuss it a little bit. I didn't watch it. I should have debate party type things, and we may do that for members of the 500 people that decide to join us and be pay the $20 a month to be part of the backstage club in whatever fashion. And that's coming out. Chris is almost done with it, so you can expect that. But what it's going to do is it'll give you access to things that we're going to do only for you. So I'm going to write specific articles for you. I'm going to do specific videos for you. We're going to have times that I make myself available so you can ask me anything. There's also going to be glimpses of my life. And I know you got busy lives, but if you want to see my childhood growing up and pictures of me as a kid, the ranch, things that I do outside, well, it may be political, but like I'm going to an event, you're going to get access to all of that. So that's what your $20 a month is. And the bigger issue is, and some of you already know this, the people that have supported me in ways that, quite frankly, warm my heart, you're in my phone book, and you know that we talk, or we text, or we communicate in one form or another. I'm here for you. So that's what you get. And, it, you know, maybe other people do it. I don't know. I hope they do. But that type of access is time. And time is our most important thing. And I got a letter, pardon me, from Bob and Carol. Bob wasn't in too good a health. So I'll be writing Bob a letter back. I send thank you notes to you guys for different things. Whatever it is that may be happening in my life where you've made an impact. So that's the stuff that happens when you're part of the team. And I hope that we can get at least 500 of you to be part of the team so we can keep operating and I can keep doing what I do. And I think at some point, when we are at a point where, you know, things flow a lot easier, we'll be able to make a much larger impact. Now, we've got a big footprint for the size that we are, but it can be even better. So go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, and Chris has a little pop-up donation. It's kind of kludgy, but still, you'll get it. And be one of the donors. Be one of the people that help us with recurring funding. Because that's what it's going to take for us to make this successful. Anyway, lots to talk about, as I mentioned. The Fall of the Bidens, the book that I would write right now, that's what I'd call it, about the crooked Biden family. And this new subpoena of multiple Biden family members means America may finally see real justice. They're not getting out of this. And, you know, Comer had hinted about it. We all knew that it was coming, but it's now here. House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter and James, Joe Biden's son and his brother. And this is, from my perspective, look, all we can do at this point is speculate. We can say, well, here's what I think the Republicans are going to say or do or whatever. But here's the thing. We got to get the kingpin. I don't care about these underlings. I care about them in the sense I know they were part of the plan, but as far as I'm concerned, these are the street level dealers. I want the guy that's actually going to Columbia getting the dope. You know what I mean? And that's Joe Biden. And I think that this will eventually lead to the big guy, tip of the iceberg. That's what I think it is. Republicans got an insurance policy because they didn't just get Hunter and James Biden. They're going after more family members. They subpoenaed a business associate, Rob Walker, and requested voluntary interviews with Sarah Biden, who's James Biden's wife, because she's the one that's on that check, those two checks that went to Joe, Haley Biden, the widow of Beau Biden and Hunter's ex-wife as well. And, of course, Tony Bobulinski, who has no problem. He said, I'm happy to debate these guys and stand in front of the man and tell you exactly what's going on. Now, here's the thing. The Bidens, they can try to have their story straight. It isn't going to help them because I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you've ever sat through any type of financial audit. Maybe you're on the board of, if you're on the board of a company and they give you the balance sheet and income statement, the 10Qs, the 10Ks, you look at all this stuff, they give you all the financial dealings, you know, I'm just telling you, it's exhaustive. And I will tell you right now, I'm not the best accounting mind, but I know how to read a balance sheet and income statement, and I also know how things work when it's done on the up and up. And the Biden family is going to have a tough time explaining 20 LLCs with each LLC having multiple bank accounts and multiple dispersions of money from those bank accounts and the percentage that always ends up in Joe Biden's account. I think they're going to have a really difficult time. And no matter how much they put their stories together, somebody's going to crack. And there's going to be Rob, whether it's Rob Walker or Tony Bobulinski, the other people that are going to be testifying, or other family members who ultimately could be subpoenaed. And I'm not talking about voluntary. I'm talking about mandatory subpoenas. What's going to come out of this? So anxious times for the Democrats. And as it pertains to the debate, Vivek Ramaswamy said the obvious, and again, I don't think this guy's presidential material. He's too wishy-washy. He's all over the board. Young guy, got a lot of good qualities, but he's got to learn how. There are aspects of what he does that are pretty amazing, and then there are other aspects that you just go, God, you know, wake up, Vivek. But what he said at the end of the debate, which we'll play in the next segment, was spot on. I'm going to jump off this for just a second because I do want to talk a little bit about this shooter manifesto. I'll be honest, it's been brewing for days. Steven Crowder is a friend of mine. He broke the story, louder for Crowder, and went down, apparently posted 3 pages of this. We'll get into that a little bit. The only thing I can say to that is the war on white people continues. And I want to get, when we finish, in finishing out this segment, I want to say this. Craziness of leftism is front and center. And I'm telling you right now, people, if you don't get in the game and push back against this, you're going to be in trouble. This nation will suffer. And it will suffer mightily. These people are truly losing their minds. And if you think we lost the election because of the abortion issue, again, you're wrong. And I want to talk about what Nikki Haley said about that, because she was right on that particular point. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How the Republicans can't tie everything happening in this country to the Bidens is beyond me. Border issue, inflation. I mean, how do we lose elections? It makes absolutely zero sense for us to lose any election.
Oh, it's about abortion.
What? So, okay, show me where they've gotten anything right in how we lose a battle of abortion. The idea that we want to save babies versus letting criminals walk the streets. Please explain to me how we lose this.
Well, Kevin, it's a woman's right to choose, and we're...
Yeah, well, are you that dogmatic? Right, look, most of the Republicans I know say, look, lady, you can do what you want to do. But let me just tell you, you're killing a kid. Don't you can look at it any way you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to... I can't tell. It's like trying to talk to, you know, Ted Bundy. I can't tell him what to do, but I do know it's murder. So don't try to, you know, equivocate here. I'm going to recognize things for what they are. A rose is a rose. And it does have its thorns. So understand that, and we can all get along. And I keep coming back to the project that I wanted to do where it just said, would you kill baby LeBron? If you knew you were carrying baby LeBron as a white woman, a transsexual male, or whatever, would you kill it? If you knew that's what that baby could become, would you kill it? That's asking a question that everybody can ask themselves. I know a lot of dudes who said, I'd be pregnant if I knew my son was going to be LeBron. I'd bite the bullet. I don't know. They might change their mind when it comes birthday, but just do a C-section. But you very well might want to carry LeBron if you were a man. But it would at least evoke a discussion and show that we can joke about it and be dogmatic about what is a serious subject. But it's a serious subject between a woman and her God. And we need to get out of stuff. But it should be discussed. I think the majority of Republicans and conservatives would say, you know what? As much as I don't like the sin, I'm not hating the sinner. Isn't that what we call ourselves as Christians? Jeez. Get over yourselves, Republicans. I mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene says the Republican Party will rue the day it wants to get rid of Trump is gone. What are we doing trying to get rid of Donald Trump? It makes no sense whatsoever, strategically in any way. And right now we got Joe Biden's toast. The gauntlet of protection has been lifted from the Biden family. And the only curiosity that remains for me is how are the Democrats going to keep the stench off of them when they, you know, take Joe Biden's diaper off? Because he crapped his pants, people. The direct subpoenas of the Biden family, and there's a few of them that it's going to get, may surprise a bunch of people. But a lot of Americans believe this should have happened a long time ago, and I'm one of them. And the testimony that they're going to get from these people will ultimately lead to the destruction of Joe Biden. He is gone. But in a tepid show of defiance, the White House released a memo that they sent to the Republican, and Team Biden claims that the Republicans are subpoenaing members of the Biden family to satisfy red meat Republicans. Here's what Ian Sams wrote. With just over a week to go, the House Republicans may again thrust the country into a harmful and chaotic government shutdown. The most extreme voices in their party, like James Comer, are trying to distract from their repeated failures to govern. Instead of using the power of Congress to pursue a partisan, they're using the powers of Congress to pursue a partisan political smear campaign against the president and his family. Extreme Republicans should do their jobs. So he says it's a smear campaign against the Bidens. The smear campaign that Hunter Biden essentially brought the whole case together with his laptop from hell. That every piece of evidence that's come in has come in from Hunter Biden or from the actual bank records that these people don't want to give up. And that, by the way, the media isn't demanding, give us those records, Joe Biden. Can you imagine what the left would be demanding of Donald Trump? Or what they'd be saying about him if they had to fight to get his bank records? Or they had to fight to get information on these LLCs? Or they had to fight to know that who was doing what to get emails and stuff like this? Why aren't they making these same demands of Captain Demento? I can't wait for a couple things, folks. First, watching the transition of the media and these leftist minions backtracking on their support of the Bidens. That is going to be one crow-eating fiasco that should not be missed by anybody. In fact, it should be mandatory watching. And second, I anxiously await the testimony of Crackhead Hunter before Congress. As Comer said, we now have the actual evidence in the form of bank records. That's how they got the canceled checks. That's how they can now put this together. And that's how, I mean, these weak-kneed sissies that have been dragging this out, and I have not liked it, and I bet you many of you haven't either. But if they finally have dragged the Biden family over the finish line with this, good for them. I can hardly wait to see what they have. And I keep predicting they got more checks. I hope they do. But even if they don't need any more. And what's funny, you listen to the press, Dana Bash, I saw her stick a microphone in front of Vivek. It was a picture. I didn't see the debate. But after the debate, well, you sound like you don't believe, you know, she's almost trying to make it sound like Joe Biden still done nothing wrong. The Biden family's done nothing wrong. Remember the mashup I used to play all the time? I may start playing it again. The Biden family, they're amazing. They've done nothing wrong. No one's done anything wrong. No ties to President Biden. There's total ties to President Biden and all these other yags that are over there. There's total ties to them. And they're gone. People know it. Vivek Ramaswamy said it. He also sweated. He sweated and he said it. I'll play that clip when we get into the debate a little bit here in a bit. You think Hunter Biden can answer questions about 20 LLCs with multiple bank accounts? I don't think he can. I feel very confident that Hunter's going to fold under pressure and that we're going to really get to see exactly how this thing unfolded as the Republicans lay out every single bank transaction and how they, I can just see the mafioso chart and the little arrows pointing here, the bank accounts. And if they keep it relatively simple, they don't try to overstate it, they ask questions that make sense, they can expose these clowns. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe in my heart of hearts the Democrats have already told the Biden family, you're done. Start packing. Get the bags ready. We'll send the vans around back so you're not embarrassed leaving the house, but you're done. This is how the relationship will work going forward, Joe. You're out. And it's about time. So, you know, let's speculation right now, but they are going to dominate the news cycle over the next few weeks until Joe Biden finally says, I've had enough. And I think I've given you enough connective dots through the various programs to explain how they've been slowly and methodically going at them and what's probably happening behind the scenes. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the debate and this manifesto. So I don't know much about it, but we'll work it out together.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to rule Gaza after the end of the current conflict between his country and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. Officials say the U.S. is employing proportionate responses aimed to avoid further conflicts in the region. President Biden paying a visit to some United Auto Workers in Illinois yesterday, praising them on the reopening of the Stellantis plant.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. The auto companies were doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
Israel announcing daily four-hour pauses in the conflict against Hamas that allows civilians to move out of Gaza and receive humanitarian aid. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
As I mentioned before, I didn't watch the debate, and I should. I'll be honest with you, I should. I just can't sit through the nonsense. And I'll be honest with you, even when we're prepping for the show, I look at the things that get said politically by the left, and I can't let myself get down. Because I just refuse to. But these people are crazy. I so want to just be the voice out there yelling back in their faces. And I'll be honest with you, I'm frustrated that my message isn't getting out there more positive, you know, well, in more depth. Well, what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all help me. It needs to resonate more. More people need to hear it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I'm talking about that, I'm talking about these people need to be challenged at every turn. They are so used to being in an echo chamber of ignorance and around supporters that when somebody's confronting them, they don't know how to react. And let me tell you, I've done it enough times because I'm unafraid to go there. I've done it enough times to where I know it, what I'm talking about. I've done it enough times. And so, you know, I'm looking at this stuff going, and this is why I talked the other day about wake up. You know, say, speak your mind, speak out. You know, what else? You I don't know who you fight. If maybe you don't have the right people to fight for. I mean, I know who my friends are. I know who many of you. I know your children. I know your grandchildren. I think you're willing to fight for them. But do it, okay? Don't make me call you out. Anyway, back to this debate. So I didn't watch it because I think it's insignificant. I don't think any one of those players will be the nominee for the Republicans. Now, what they're playing for is, and what they're secretly hoping for, each one of them, is that Donald Trump gets arrested. And that already disqualifies them for me. They're waiting in second place. Now, what's funny, I'm seeing everybody, I don't know if you guys have seen the poll, Nikki Haley direct against Joe Biden wins by, you know, 10 points or 15 points, something crazy. This is the kind of nonsense we're beginning to see. Trump can beat him, or Trump can beat Biden a little bit. DeSantis is kind of close there too, maybe a little bit more than Trump. But Nikki Haley destroys Joe Biden. Because she's seen as a centrist. She's a centrist on abortion issues. Is she really a centrist? She's a rhino, but she's a war hawk. I'll prove that in a second. But this is who the media, I can tell you right now, they've shifted from DeSantis to Youngkin may enter the fray. Where's Youngkin? What happened in his state of Virginia where the legislature just flipped from red to blue? What good was he? So you have that, and now Nikki Haley's going to save us all. Good luck with that. It's fun to watch these people. They want to play these games. oh, this person had said this during the debate. They talked about her 3-inch heels and this, that, and the other. It's all fluff. None of these candidates should supplant Trump or could. None of them. And that's why, and I'm going to talk with Marjorie Taylor Greene, said in her 1,000-page thing she wrote on Trump, what are you going to do without him? Ask yourself, what would we be talking about if the only candidates we have are the ones who are at this debate? Rhino Central. Mitt Romney all over again. The only thing I could hope is that the good people, the people who say, I'm not going to buy into this farce and where all these people are trying to act as if Trump is a bad guy. The only thing I can say is there are good people like Josh Hawley, maybe Ted Cruz, maybe Rand Paul, whomever, that stand on principle and they would step up and demolish any one of these clowns that's running. And I call them clowns because no real Republican, no true conservative Republican would be running against Trump in this race. That's what I believe. Vivek Ramaswamy's running because I think he wants to be a VP. But he's already ruined it for himself. He can't. But he did say some pretty profound things, and I want to play. I'm not even playing anybody else's clips because he said a couple things that they're worthy of the discussion, and we can talk around the debate based on that. So here's clip one. And Ramaswamy's talking about Ukraine and why we shouldn't support them. And it makes total sense.
It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014. And other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it. And I'd like the likes of the sharpest of the war hawks on Ukraine, Nikki Haley, to have some accountability and answer. Do you want to use U.S. taxpayer money to fund the banning of Christians? That is actually what's happening. They're using the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. They have banned them. The Ukrainian Parliament just did this last week, supported by our dollars. And I think you owe it to the American people, Nikki, to at least this
Mr.
one
Ramaswamy,
time
thank you. That's time.
At least
Mr.
to condemn
Ramaswamy,
their banning
you.
Of Christians.
Mr. Ramaswamy, thank you.
Out of both sides.
Mr. Ramaswamy, thank you. We asked the question.
Ramaswamy is 100% right about this. And I completely want out of Ukraine. Most Americans would if the media was being truthful. Ann Coulter tweeted this. So far, 3 out of 5 Republicans want to start wars against China, Russia, Syria, and Iran. These people are lunatics. Because Nikki Haley warned Republicans that Iran, Syria, Russia, and China had formed an unholy alliance and America would need to take military action to protect its interests. On Iran, Haley said, we need to go and take out their infrastructure that they're using to make those strikes so that they can never do it again. I don't know. There's something wrong there. She says, Iran responds to strength. You punch them once, you punch them hard, and they will back off. So she's a war hawk. I'm not telling you that we don't need to do that necessarily, but maybe you don't. Donald Trump didn't do that. Donald Trump beat him with the economy. Tim Scott, you want to stop the 40-plus attacks on military personnel in the Middle East, you have to strike in Iran. They go on to talk about cutting off the head of the stake. Scott also said for the U.S. to destroy to the extent possible the Russian military through Ukraine and declare, my foreign policy is simple. You cannot negotiate with evil. You have to destroy it. Chris Christie sounded the same thing. Continue to isolate Iran so that only their friends in the world are part of the evil force of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Now, again, I'm not saying that there isn't some truth into that. But Donald Trump had Iran on tilt without firing a shot. And you know what Barack Obama did? Gave them billions. You know what Joe Biden did? Gave them billions. And now they've lifted sanctions. Unbelievable that this is even happening. Ramaswamy had one other clip, and we'll play it because we're going to run out of time probably if I don't. But it was his summary. And he's making a case for himself, which he's not ready. But what he says about Biden is spot on.
We've talked a lot about foreign wars tonight, but we're in the middle of a war right here at home. It's a war not between black and white or Democrat and Republican. It's between those of us who believe in our founding ideals and love this country and a fringe minority who hates the United States of America. And I think it's going to take a commander-in-chief to lead us to victory in that war, who first of all knows that we're in a war. Second of all, can't be captured by the special interests along the way. But third is from the next generation, somebody with fresh legs to lead us to victory. I'll shut down the deep state. I'll declare economic independence from China. I'll keep us out of World War III and then revive national pride in this country.
I want to stop there for just a second. He said he just identified everything Trump did. Shut down the deep state, economic independence from China, keep us out of a war, and revive national pride. That's Trump's platform, and that's what he did. But thanks for that, Vivek. Here's the rest of what he said, which is the most poignant.
I also want to close with one message to the Democrat Party. End this farce that Joe Biden is going to be your nominee. We know he's not even the president of the United States. He's a puppet for the managerial class. So have the guts to step up and be honest about who you're actually going to put up so we can have an honest debate. Biden should step aside, end his candidacy now so we can see whether it's Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever else.
Right,
just tell us the truth so we can have an honest debate.
Oh, he threw in Michelle Obama there at the very end. Well, whatever. As I said, it won't be Michelle Obama. And people, well, what about a Newsom-Michelle Obama ticket or a Michelle Obama-Newsom ticket? First of all, Newsom would not play second fiddle even to Michelle Obama, and Michelle Obama's not going to run. But the points he made were good. And by the way, his opening statement, which I didn't play, supposedly he excoriated Rona McDaniel as just being a loser. And I say this all the time about the Republicans. We got a bunch of losers that are trying to teach us how to win. Doesn't work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump won his third debate and he didn't even show up. That, from what I was told, and I didn't watch it, they didn't even attack him. It was more, quite frankly, going after each other. So it was a bunch of people fighting for a distant second place. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They said DeSantis actually said something about building a wall at the southern border and making Mexico pay for it. I played a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy closing at the end. He gave four talking points. The deep state, going after the deep state, separating economic independence from China. What was the other one? Not getting us into any world wars and whatever. And bringing back American pride. Those are the four points. Every single one of them, what Trump has already done and what Trump continues to do. You can't. How are you going to campaign against a guy with his record? Outside of COVID, which that's the only thing DeSantis has over Trump, is he can say, look, while everybody was recommending shutting the world down, I didn't. Now, from what I hear, that wasn't his, you know, he got dragged into that, but he can take credit for that. The only fault that there's two faults Donald Trump has. One was his handling of COVID and not showing real leadership and pushing back against these guys. You could also say, too, that he didn't take election integrity issues to heart when all this was going on, because had he not allowed them to declare a national emergency on this, we wouldn't have had the mail-in ballots and the whole deal, so he'd probably still be president. But number three, personnel. He picks the worst people. He does well in leadership, and he does well despite people around him being alligators in the very swamp he's trying to drain. But boy, he's got to learn how to pick better people. So, no significant moves are going to occur because of this debate. Vivek, the three clips, we played two of them, but I heard he really attacked NBC, Rona McDaniel, and kind of the establishment, and he still believes it, as he says, we need fresh legs in the race. But I think those fresh legs can wait. I think he can learn a lot more in the next 4 years watching Trump. Maybe Trump gives him an ambassadorship or something where he really learns the ropes. He's a bright guy, but he's not ready. And, you know, Haley attacked Vivek because he's a thorn in her side, but he's right about her. You know, she supports Ukraine. He's like, what for? They're not democratic. And you know, this demonizing of Putin is ridiculous. Countries pick their leaders, and we have to deal with them. Why is it we pick on that one? Because we need a bad guy. Anyway, no one of these candidates is going to close the gap on Trump over this debate. And this is where I want to get into what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. She says Republicans didn't lose in this last election cycle on abortion. She says it's how the party handles the issue, or rather does not handle the issue. And she says, and there are bigger growing problems. Republicans are losing voters because, and this is the most important part of what she's saying here, the base is fed up with weak Republicans who never do anything to actually stop the communist Democrats. Mic drop. She's exactly right. That's what people are fed up over. Incompetence. When does it end? She says, our voters are not inspired to vote for a party that wants to play nice, refuses to hold accountable communists who locked everyone down during the scamdemic, she used that word, violated their free speech and censored us on social media, steal elections, weaponizes the government against us and its political enemies and is persecuting people, rips our border open to the entire world, floods our country with millions of unknown people and terrorists, funds every foreign war but refuses to defend our own border, sexually grooms our children to the point they're cutting off their own body parts to change their gender before they're even finished growing up. I'm telling you, when you list the lunacy that's happening on the left, I don't even know, what are we debating here? Have you spoken to any leftists and just give them and said, here's what you do? Are you happy? By the way, if you want to believe in the scamdemic, what is the outcome? Are you wearing masks now? Are you afraid now? Where are all the variants that were coming up every single week? We had a new variant. Oh, all to be fake. Oh my God, we're all going to die. All these people that were mass Nazis, that were vaccine Nazis, where are they now? In other words, if you take the thing that you, it's about my health, and they were yelling at us and everybody was deputized to be better than you because you dared not get vaccinated. You challenge the idea of wearing a stupid mask that you knew was ineffective. Where are they now? And some of you are. Some of you listening to this program, you were the same way. What are you talking about? What do you feel now? You take away people's rights. You don't have the right over me. See, my family, my descendants, I know both slave plantations my family was on. I'm never going back. I'm not. Now, my family line is ended, with at least from where I stand. Hopefully, everybody will continue down the path of Kevin Jackson here. But I'm never, my mindset will never go to a slave mentality. I went and did the research. I know the two plantations my family is on both sides. I'm done. Nobody tells me what to do. And that's why when we bring up the abortion issue, which Marjorie Taylor Greene rightfully says, we have the right stance on abortion. How we can't sell it is beyond me. But look at all the other things she was talking about. Abortion is our critical issue? I don't think so. We got a ton of things that we can talk about, that we can point the finger at these people. Crime. What does abortion have to do when you're killing people? People being killed willy-nilly. Every major city in this country being killed. What are the rights? What are your rights then? What are your rights if somebody can lock you up for nothing the way they're going after Donald Trump? We could go on. Again, I give you the scandemic, violation of free speech, censoring us on social media, stealing elections, weaponizing the government against us, ripping the border open, flooding us with millions of people, including terrorists, funding terrorism and funding wars, grooming our children sexually, etc. Transgender nonsense. An economy in triage that people can't afford housing, they can't afford food, they can't afford rent. She drilled down hard into these culture war issues. Things that people like me, I come on this show every freaking day, and this is what I push. So what are you going to do when you lose a guy like Trump? When the guy that's willing to get in there, stand up, roll up his sleeves, and tell you, this is crooked. She says, Republican voters are energized and cannot wait to vote for President Trump because he's addressing every issue I just named, and they trust him to fix these insane problems we have, and the American people believe he's the only one who will actually do it. She's spot on again. People don't believe that these other politicos that profess to be on our side are going to work for us. She goes on and she essentially echoes what I've been saying for quite a while, which is, this isn't about Trump. People want to make it about Trump because it's easy to just say that's our focal point. This is about you. You and me. Anybody who holds these ideals sacrosanct, which most of us do. Everything that she just laid out, you want somebody to address it. I don't know about you. I'm sick of the creep of sexualizing of our children. There's a guy, he talks about how NAMBLA came to be and how, you know, trans, all these different things that we now readily accept. When they came, when they were finally voted in to be okay. And you can see the slippery slope. I'll try to find that clip another day. But we're losing every battle, even when we should be easily winning. And that's why I keep coming back to, who's going to be the messenger for you? If guys like me go away, you don't have warriors. You got pansies fighting for you. But she says every poll shows, to the dismay of Trump-hating establishment Republicans and Trump-deranged Democrats, who are both united in their quest to stop Trump, but more accurately, stop the people. Just wait until the Republican Party finds out how bad turnout will be once the days of Trump rallies and Trump on the ticket are finally gone. And to summarize, she essentially says it'll be a bunch of people that will be pretenders, but people won't be fooled by the rhetoric. They're going to turn a blind eye and blind ear to that. And the only thing that's going to matter are results. And if you're not giving results, then you're not going to get the vote of the Republicans. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.